This is Robert, Illini.com. It's not Illini.com, it's Illini.com. In case you didn't know. I'm pretty jacked up. This is an instant reaction right after the game. Feel pretty good. I have no notes. I'm just going to wing it. I'll give you a little preview. Here's what the post tonight is going to be entitled. Reverse that game, or something like that. Because the very thing I feared we would do going into this game was the very thing Indiana did. I think they had 120 yards more offense than us. Our running game struggled a bit. They brought 8-9 guys up in a box, dared us to throw. We didn't, and or couldn't, and they made us punt and kind of messed up, you know, held our offense a little bit. There's going to be a lot more about that tonight in my post because, you know, I'm concerned if we can't move the ball at will against this defense. You know, we may struggle against a few of the defenses we're going to face, you know, in the next few weeks. But overall, of course, you should know that I am beyond giddy at, I don't even know, I haven't checked yet. Do blocked punts count as turnovers? Because if they do, was that 7 turnovers we forced? I mean, I know we had 4 interceptions, 2 that were pick sixes, and 1, if Tavon Wilson's toes were shorter, would have been a 3rd pick six. Yeah, I think we had 7 turnovers. So, you know, in a way, that was part of the scheme. And in a way, it's what we were talking about all summer with Vic Koning's scheme, is it's bend but don't break with scheming to get the ball back, to force a turnover. You know, a lot of people, when he was hired, I remember having that discussion with some people on the blog last December. It was like, oh, are we finally done with bend but don't break? No, that's his defense. But the idea is, you know, play your positions, play your man, and set up schemes where you can jump a few passes. So we did that. We forced the outside throws, and we're right on Chapel, so to force him to, you know, hang the ball up there, and boom, 4 interceptions. So it was great. I mean, sitting in the stands, my voice is a little bit hoarse here, but sitting in the stands, I don't know if there's anything better than a pick six. You know, punt returns are great, like kickoff returns, long passes, you know, the fans go nuts. On a pick six, to the instant cheer when the ball is there, and then the go nuts and jump up and down and turn your ankle stepping on the cup holder because you're going nuts because we just ran it back, that's awesome. So this game was a ton of fun, just for those things. You know, yes, there were frustrations. Yes, in the third quarter, it was kind of maddening that it was just doldrums and, you know, we couldn't convert third downs and we phase and dropped that one pass over the middle and Shieldhouse kind of inexplicably threw out of bounds on that. We were trying to set up a screen that I'm not sure why he didn't run with it, but, you know, there are those issues. And we're going to have to work on that. And yes, we're a young team and we're still building. But overall, Koning's scheme worked to perfection. It was sit back and punish Chapel. And we did that. That poor kid. I mean, on the play that was being reviewed of the pass that was short in the fourth quarter when Indiana wasn't able to move the ball, I mean, it took him 2 offensive linemen to pick him up. So this was just a fun game. You know, there were doldrums and there were points that were frustrating, and we're going to work on that. And, you know, we get everybody back next year to work out these kinks. You know, we're still this young team building, but, you know, overall defense forcing turnovers, that was good. And the offense getting us that 70-yard drive in the fourth quarter, take 5 minutes off the clock, ice the game away. That was great. I needed that because I was going to be really, really concerned going into next week. So, go Illini. Big win. I'm going to hit the road and really enjoy this one. So, look for a post tonight.